Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.
So, welcome everybody to this, the last in series of University Matters for this season. We shall be meeting again, hopefully, in October. Today we're going to be speaking about Evenings on Campus 2012. This is the cultural festival that the university puts up in late July and early August. In fact, the dates are 22nd July to 11th August.
It is organised by the Cooperativa Culturale Universitaria, the KKU, sponsored by, of course, the university, with the other main sponsor being Malta Council for Culture and the Arts. I must also mention Corinthia Group and the British Council.
This is our 20th anniversary, so we're hoping to have quite a splash this year. The cultural festival involves students, lecturers and staff, and also people from outside the university. We try not to repeat what other festivals do very well. We try to give it a bit of a university slant, and plenty of people over the years have started off, in fact, their performing careers here during Evenings on Campus. Well, we're going to start off, Daphne Kelleher, my colleague in the communications officer, she's our events manager, is going to talk about a transmedia competition that we have actually already launched. It's something a bit new, so we need a little bit of an explanation. Just a few minutes, Daphne, on transmedia.
So transmedia is all about telling a story by using different platforms or different forms of media and letting each medium develop the story in the most engaging and involving way it possibly can. That is, not telling the story over and over using the different forms of media, but actually involving characters. For example, the characters can have their own Facebook or social media page, and involving other types of medium. The only rules are that it has to involve at least two different types of media, and to allow it to develop, as I said, in the best way possible. And the submissions are to be handed in by the 16th of July by noon sharp. Those are the only two rules.
And in fact, it is a new concept, and perhaps we can just say one or two things more about it. But for those who might be interested but not quite sure how to go about it, I believe there's an information meeting coming up.
Yes, there is. In fact, it, as you were saying, it all sounds very tech savvy, and it doesn't have to be. There's print that can be involved, and audio like music, radio programs, the traditional print medium, photography. But yes, there is an information meeting. It will be on Tuesday, 29th May at 7 p.m. in the Michele Anton Vassalli Conference Center, most popularly known as the Gateway Building, in room 164. And all this will be available on the Facebook events page, and people can look for Transmedia Storytelling Competition, or else go into the Evenings on Campus Facebook page and on the events tab over there. And we will be posting more information, more links. People can ask questions and they'll be answered on that page.
In fact, there's one very good link, which was to a BBC programme called Click, which listeners will probably be quite familiar with, which dealt with transmedia and what it is. And the link is on the Facebook, I know that. And so I think that would be a very good way of people start off finding out more about it. Mm-hmm. And this is going to culminate in a transmedia evening during Evenings on Campus.
Yes, that's it. And there'll be a documentary and a prize for the winning team. And anyone who would like to tell the story in a novel way should take part in this. There have been other storytelling competitions before, but mostly in a traditional way. This is possibly the first time in Malta that it's happening in a multi-platform format.
Yes, the documentary is supposed to tell the narrative of the narrative.
Yes, exactly. The behind the scenes.
The behind the scenes. Jolly good. Well, thank you very much for that explanation. And I recommend that people do go on the Facebook page to find out a bit more about it. Another of our evenings during the festival will be a performance by the, by now quite well-known, theatre group What's Their Names, which is led by Philip Leone Ganato. Philip, perhaps you could tell us about this year's third performance in the Evenings on Campus Festival.
Well, this year we're going to be performing a play by a young British playwright, Tom Crawshaw. The play is called Play on Words. You'd probably classify it as a comedy. It's definitely, last year we performed a Greek tragedy, Antigone, so this year we decided we were going to take a lighter spin on things. So Play on Words is it's a comedy, three actors, so a small cast. We're going to be using some of the actors that, you know, we've now worked with time and time again, and we're also going to be auditioning for one role to bring in some new blood, get some new ideas. The play itself is, it's a comedy with a twist, with a dark twist towards the end that even when we were reading the script for the first time left us all quite surprised. So it's definitely, it's not all that it seems. The play itself seems very conventional. It's about two people who find strange notes left around their office, and they decide to investigate these notes further. As they proceed, they start hearing voices from behind the wall, start finding small artifacts left around their office, and start suspecting that there might be a conspiracy afoot. As I've suggested already, the conspiracy turns out to be not what the audience might expect, leading to quite an unexpected conclusion. It's wildly funny, especially compared to our previous work. It's built a lot on wordplay, as the name suggests, puns, that sort of fooling around. So it's at the same time funny and witty and quite dark in its conclusion. So very interesting.
Tell us something about the company itself, because when people ask me about Evenings on Campus, I cite What's Their Names as an example of the kind of group that I really would encourage to participate. So tell us a bit about your genesis.
The company started nearly 3 years ago now, in summer 2009. We're all young actors. We started off as all students. Now some of us are students, some of us have moved on. The idea and the name of the company also reflects that, is that at the time we're all young actors who couldn't find anywhere to act. So we decided, you know what, let's start putting up our own stuff. Our first play was put on in the University Common Room to an audience of maybe 100 people over two nights. That was another comedy, All in the Timing by David Ives. And since then, we've just kept it going. We found a formula that we felt worked for us. Since then, we've put up, this would be our seventh play, including one in France at the International Student Theatre Festival, where we performed a version of a play we had already put up. We've worked with some experienced directors, on the one hand, while also allowing students to direct themselves and act themselves. The main idea of the company is ultimately that, allowing young people who might not have a chance with getting a good role with maybe the bigger theatre companies to really get some experience and have some fun putting on their own work and getting that sense of ownership that comes from being part of something like this.
Will you be acting in the play yourself? Because you've become quite a well-known actor here in Malta. Will you be acting yourself or just directing?
Yes, I'll be taking one of the roles in the play. It's going to be the first time in a while that I won't be directing. So I'm looking forward to being on the other side. And the person who is directing, Maxine Kaleari, who I've directed in the past, is looking forward to getting her revenge on me for that. So far, it's myself and Nathan Brimmer, who we've also worked with many times, are going to be taking the two male roles, and we're auditioning for a female role to bring some new blood into the company.
Excellent, jolly good. Well, we'll be promoting that on Facebook as well, so on the Evenings on Campus page on Facebook, so we'll be hearing more on that, I'm sure. Now perhaps I can turn to Joyce Gregg. Joyce doesn't need much introduction on the radio. I know her as a presenter and a expert in film and other things, media, and she's going to be offering an evening during the festival. Let's call it an evening of short films for the moment, but we're going to have to think of a sexy title for it.
Exactly. That's probably one of the reasons people come to certain shows, is the fact that the title attracts them to do so. This is going to be an evening of short Maltese film. When we're saying short film, of course, we're expanding a bit more than probably what a lot of viewers have got used to now due to our short film festival that we do for TVM every year. This is actually our fourth year. But we believe that there are a lot of local films that, unfortunately, do not have enough of an audience because they're only shown in a few theatres and they die pretty quickly, and therefore this would be an event where we would celebrate the best of Maltese film in perhaps the last 5 years. There has been a marked improvement in quantity and in quality due to the fact that there now is government funding and also the fact that there are more platforms for a filmmaker to show his or her work. But we believe that these events where you can actually meet the filmmaker, learn how it's done behind the scenes, and also the experience of pitching and marketing, which unfortunately a lot of filmmakers have a lot of problems with to this day. When they go abroad and they try to find an international audience, they're not used to the pitching process. So we'd like to show these films and also have a Q&A session where the people who have been through this process can discuss with the audience how it's done and where they see room for improvement. And therefore, we believe that the university, under the Evenings on Campus umbrella, is the ideal place for this to happen. Not only because, of course, people here come to discuss and think about what they're being shown, not just to enjoy it, but also because there is this culture of researching deeper. And therefore, the Malta Film Foundation, which is a new foundation we established earlier this year, will be putting up this event. And we hope that, of course, we have our own archive of Maltese films, but due to our festival regulations, which one of the regulations is that a film cannot exceed 15 minutes in duration. But in this event, we can have films that are slightly longer than that. Therefore, we probably would have space for other films that we did not have the opportunity to show during our TV festival.
In fact, I thought immediately when we first discussed this that it was a perfect event for university for the reasons which you stated, and an event which perhaps the students could come to, because unfortunately the audience at Evenings on Campus is not usually a student base. I mean, obviously there are a few students that turn up, but it's not really, when you think we have 11,000 students on campus, it seems strange that we don't get a more of a student audience. And I would have thought this particular event would appeal to students, and perhaps we can see a few of them turning up.
Yes, and not only communication students, because we've had students even in the past, and I know that at the moment they also have a student festival that they're organizing. And when you look at their portfolios and you see what courses they're following, it's not necessarily from the communications department. So we can expand a bit more than that. And I believe that the creative process should interest students coming from all walks of life and different ages. We know that university students are not necessarily teenagers. They can be older, they can be part-time students, evening students. So I believe that, yes, it should interest students and also the general public, especially those working in the audiovisual industry.
Great. So we're really looking forward to that evening.
Perhaps now I can turn to Dr. Michael Zammit, who is a senior lecturer here in the Department of Philosophy but he's here today to talk about the event that's going to take place and organised by the Malta Classics Association, of which he is public relations officer and also a founder member. The MCA was founded a couple of years ago. They participated in Evenings on Campus last year, so this is their second contribution. So tell us all about it.
Actually, it's our third contribution, because the first time we participated on Evenings on Campus, we had presented a play in Latin, actually, from Petronius. This year, we are changing to another theme. Being the 20th anniversary of the events on campus in summer, we thought it right to focus on change and how how these events have been transformed and transformed people as well, and what has gone on. So we decided to focus on Ovid. Ovid, of course, is a great one of the two greatest Latin writers, Virgil and Ovid. They produced works which are antithetical to each other. Virgil's work speaks about the foundation of Rome, so something that possibly wouldn't change and stays put, whereas Ovid's work is all about change. And his great contribution in this line, in this event, is his Metamorphosis. And this is where the Classics Association is focusing its attention for these evenings on campus. Ovid was born 43 BC, just a year after Caesar had been murdered. And he was born slightly outside Rome, about 9 miles from Rome. And he lived a childhood which was relatively quiet. But by the time he was a young man, the storm had paused, and Octavian had started calling himself Princeps, the prince, and changed his name to Augustus. And very quietly and very diplomatically, after he had sort of leveled the ground, he started to create what became the empire, the Roman Empire. So, therefore, already this idea went rather against Ovid's feelings, Ovid's vision. Because Ovid's vision was all about change, and somebody who wants to create an empire, the last thing they want to hear about is change. and therefore, one can expect why and start to realize why. Ovid, first of all, he became very famous within the Roman high class, and in Rome itself he was very sought after, and his poetry and his work was very sought after. But it can be understood why, in the long run, his work started to challenge what was the grand plan of the emperor himself, of Augustus himself. A plan, one has to say, which succeeded, because Augustus succeeded in creating the empire, starting the empire running, and creating a time of peace which lasted about 100 years. It did succeed, but in the event, Ovid found himself enmeshed in all this very typical Roman political situation, and eventually was exiled. He was exiled to the Black Sea, where there he was really depressed and wrote these works called Tristia. So we are focusing on these two works. We have an art exhibition of a painter who some years ago had illustrated Dante's work, La Divina Commedia, Her name is Monica Beisner. Monica Beisner read the Metamorphoses of Ovid and transformed these beautiful stories into images that are beautifully presented in a set of prints which will be exhibited at the Archaeology Museum in Valletta over a period of almost a month, a week before Evenings on Campus starts and a week sometime after it stops here on campus. So Evenings on Campus with this exhibition is moving out of campus and using Valletta, the Archaeology Museum. And that will be the first event. And at the same time, we are also preparing a play based on Ovid's exile, called in Maltese, at the moment it's a working title, but it's called L'Esilio to Ovidio, which places the man in this very precarious position where he is really, really melancholic, wishing to be back in the center of activity in Rome. And of course, the metamorphosis that takes place there is a metamorphosis of language, is a metamorphosis of ideas, is a change of feelings, and we can trace this. The play is written by George Peresso and will be directed by Keith Borch, who is a relatively new name. We like to use new names in these events, new people in these events, and introduce them to the public because the university is all about that. It's all about pushing the limits slightly forward.
Well, that wonderful description. We're definitely looking forward to this. I'm sure it will be as enjoyable as its symposium was last year and as popular. So I recommend everybody to come and see it. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
There are a few, obviously, other events which I shall just speak about very briefly. Unfortunately, the protagonists weren't able to be with us today, so I'm going to have to fill in for them. We have Ruben Zara will be organizing a very big European project, and one of the events in that project is going to be our opening event. It's going to be a wonderful concert with a French orchestra, and the program is going to focus on Izouard, Nicolas Izouard. So there's the French connection there, and he's working hard to make it a really good concert to remember, and we're looking forward to that being our opening event for our 20th anniversary. We shall also be having an evening of dance organized by and through our dance studies division here at the university, which sits within the Mediterranean Institute. And we're looking forward to that. This is the first time this particular group will have participated in Evenings on Campus. So it's they're calling themselves an emerging contemporary dance collective, and they'll be presenting a triple bill evening, which really sounds great. We'll have another evening entitled Muscateria, which will focus on it will be a newly published then book of poetry produced by Dr. Terence Portelli, with contributions solely by University of Malta academics. And the evening will be held together with Poesia Plus, so we shall be having, it'll be like a musical literary evening, and we'll have some readings of these first-class poems which are going into this new piece of new publication. There'll also be a Café Sai evening organized by Dr. Edward Duca. This has been a hugely successful project over the last year, with his evenings on a monthly basis practically in Valletta, and his audiences have got bigger and bigger. So we're looking forward to having the Evenings on Campus version of Café Sai this year. And we shall also be having a guest from England under the sponsorship of the British Council, but we'll have more about that later. And Dulcis in Fundo, there will be Mediterraneo 3, which will be a jazz and literary evening organized by Massimo De Maio and Bianca Maria Stanzani-Gadini. This will be the third year that they will be bringing the Evenings on Campus Festival to a close, and we look forward to that as well. So thank you very much to my guests for coming this morning to talk about their evenings. I'm looking forward to Evenings on Campus, although it's my office that does a lot of the work, but I still enjoy it year after year. And this is going to be a special 20th anniversary edition, so we look forward to that and hope to see many listeners come to the events. Further details will be available on the university website, on our Facebook page. We'll be sending out press releases. So I haven't gone into dates in detail on this occasion, but the information will be available very soon on various media. Thank you very much, and thank you all for listening to University Matters over the season, and I look forward to having another series start in October. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us on University Matters. You can listen to any of the previous interviews in this series on the Campus FM website. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.